Let's start with history. Quantum computing is built on quantum mechanics. In 1925, about 100 years ago, physicists such as Heisenberg, Schrödinger, and Dirac formulated the mathematical foundation of the microscopic world. Then in 1981, Richard Feynman realized that if we want to simulate nature, we need a machine that is quantum. A few years later, David Deutsch formalized this into the concept of a universal quantum computer. A universal quantum computer is a gate-based system capable of any computation, defining the standard for the modern quantum computer. Okay. The transition to reality or hardware was led by pioneers like Yasunobu Nakamura, who achieved the world's first superconducting qubit in 1999. A major shift occurred around 2014 when John Martinez's teams achieved high fidelity quantum gates. Then in 2016, IBM launched the first quantum processor on the cloud, making hardware accessible to everyone. This opened the door for for software developers like us to enter the field. Okay. To understand what quantum computing is, we must understand the qubit. Unlike a classical bit, which is a deterministic 0 or 1, a qubit exists in a superposition, a complex combination of both states simultaneously. We also utilize entanglement, a deep correlation where the state of one qubit instantly influences another, regardless of distance. Mathematically, we represent this as a vector in on the Bloch sphere. Right, Ron? The Bloch sphere is a 3D geometric model used to visualize the mathematical state of a single qubit. Okay. Why is quantum computing better than classical computer? It is not easy to discuss that in details here. There are many discussions about this topic. Simply, but n qubits live in to the n-dimensional Hilbert space. So with just 300 qubits, the state space is larger than the all atoms in the observable universe. Qubits scan all the possibilities in this huge space. However, the harsh reality is that qubits are very fragile. They suffer from low fidelity and environmental noise. Unlike ideal math, real hardware does not work as predicted. So what is this machine actually for? It is important to clarify. It is not the faster version of your laptop. It is a tool for combinatorial complexity. Any problem where the possibilities grow exponentially is a target for quantum. In quantum chemistry, we can simulate nitrogen fixation for greener fertilizers. In logistics, we solve global optimization problem at a scale classical computers can't touch. And in security, this is famous, Shor's algorithm is famous because it can solve large-scale prime factorization at high speeds. Okay. To build these machines, we use microscopic systems like artificial atoms in circuits. In principle, any physical system that obeys quantum mechanics can serve as a quantum computing device. Among them, a superconducting qubit as a very leading candidate. This iconic structure is the golden chandelier, a dilution refrigerator that cools down hardware to 10 millikelvin, colder than the outer space to protect fragile quantum states. Looking at this, we are in the vacuum tube era of quantum. Like ENIAC, Colossus, it is bulky, delicate, and requires massive infrastructure. The core challenge today is that the landscape is dominated by closed-door ecosystem. Platforms like IBM and Google offer powerful walled gardens. This leads to vendor lock-in and a lack of transparency for researchers. who want to see how their quantum circuits are optimized. There's no standardized open operating system that allows independent operators to build their own quantum cloud. This is the wall we intended to break. Okay, so we are making Octopus. Oh, sorry. We are making Octopus, the open quantum search chain, okay, for operators and users. Our goal is simple, to democratize the quantum stack. This is a major joint effort between Osaka University, RIKEN, Fujitsu, SEC, and TIS, their Japanese company. We are building an open infrastructure that is not tied to a single vendor, allowing the community to inspect, improve, and innovate. Okay. Our architecture is a three-layer stack. Layer one is the front end for user programming. Layer two is the cloud layer for job management and scaling. And layer three is a backend layer for hardware control. By splitting these concerns, we can provide a stable environment for users while handling the chaos of experiment hardwares in the background. Okay. Layer one is the front end, the entry point for our users. I have not explicitly defined yet a quantum circuit. This year, this is basically a sequence of quantum gates, much like logical operations in classical computing, that manipulate the states of qubits. Okay, in Octopus, these circuits are represented by OpenChasm. OpenChasm is this program. It's a de facto standard for describing quantum circuits made by IBM. Yeah. Our front end provides both a web UI for visual design and an SDK for programmatic access, allowing researchers to build a complex quantum logic without worrying about the hardware-specific path control hidden beneath. The cloud layer is orchestrating. It features an intuitive browser-based dashboard for real-time job monitoring. Users can visually compose the circuits, submit them, and track their progress instantly, abstracting away the low-level complexity of path control. Path control is refers to the precise microwave signals used to physically manipulate the qubit. And the backend layer, the Octopus engine. The Octopus engine handles transpilation. It derives abstract circuits to match the specific physical topology of the superconducting chip. Beneath the engine, device gateway translates these instructions into precise microwave pulse. This layer is also where we implement error mitigation to fight the noise we discussed earlier, ensuring the best possible results from noisy hardware. Okay. In March 2023, Japan reached a historic milestone with the launch of its first domestic 64-qubit machine at RIKEN. This effort quickly expanded into a national infrastructure, including the all-Japanese system at Osaka University. We also joined AIST, the National Institute of Advanced Industrial Science and Technology in Japan. This flagship machine ensured that researchers and industry partners can access Japan's national quantum assets reliably and securely. Okay. Why does open source matter so much for the future of quantum? It is about transparency and avoiding vendor lock-in. In science, we must be able to verify results by inspecting the compiler code. In August 2025, the Linux Professional Institute, LPI, blog featured Octopus in their blog. They highlighted how open source communities are tackling the unique hardware-specific challenge of quantum computing. Being recognized by the Global Linux Community as a leading example of international cooperation is a milestone for us. As the LPI article suggests, your expertise as OSS developers is exactly what we need to build the next Linux for Quantum. We are building a community-driven ecosystem that anyone can verify, improve, and innovate. Okay, to conclude, the future of Quantum must be open. Octopus is already a reality powering national research infrastructure at Riken and Osaka University today. You don't need a dilution refrigerator to start. Please visit our public demo site. Demo site here. Demo site. Right now, and try it yourself. And we are building the Linux Quantum. And we want you to be a part of it, whether it's so our GitHub repos or just playing with the demo. We published archive paper about Octopus, which explains our system in detail. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
We have time for a couple of questions.
Okay.
We have, let's say, 3 minutes if there are questions for the other one.
Are there any plans to support program quantum languages other than OpenCosm?
Excuse me, sorry.
Are there any plans to support quantum languages other than OpenCosm in the future?
Can you please repeat the question?
He asks the opportunity to support other language, other quantum circuit language. Okay. Yeah. We are planning. And there are many quantum intermediate representations, like QIR. QIR is made by Microsoft, like that. Yeah. We are planning, yeah. Okay.
Are you planning to support other quantum backends other than superconducting qubits, like trapped ion springs?
The question is, are we planning to other quantum devices like ion traps or neutron atoms? We Osaka University have a lab of trapped ion. So. We are connecting them to, this to Octopus. Last one.
Do you plan to support tighter integration between the classical computer and the quantum computer? Because right now you're talking just about cloud computing, but one big challenge is now to have efficient quantum computing is to have this tight integration between HPC and quantum. So
The question is, are we planning to connect the system to HPC? We are planning. HPC and the QPU collaboration is very popular now. So we have projects to connect this system to HPC now.
Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
どうもありがとうございます。
どうもありがとうございます。